Greetings, I present to you the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, online at CFRU.ca and Mixcloud, and syndicating across the lands. I am your guardian overseer, Nicholas Cooper. We will be looking inward and beyond along the branches of progressive, fusion, and alternative styles, and other unique discoveries near and far. Join me as we gaze into the audible lens out at the diverse musical landscape on the ever-changing horizon. I would like to acknowledge and pay respect to the ancestral and traditional territories and local Indigenous communities across Turtle Island from which this session broadcasts out of. By doing so, I honor the Indigenous ancestors and stewards of the land and speak to our personal and social relationship with it. I want to recognize that these sessions are heard across treaty lands steeped in rich Indigenous history and home to many First Nation, Métis, and Inuit peoples today. I offer gratitude and respect. In addition, I would like to acknowledge that the majority of the musical styles featured originated from adapting elements of Black culture, originally crafted under circumstances of racial oppression over centuries past and in the present time. I would like to offer thanks to the BIPOC community for their too often dismissed and uncredited contributions to today's popular, alternative, and experimental music spheres. Let us begin show 302. Opulent Odyssey.
Oh.
Hello, 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 my good sentries, to a new session of the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope. It's really weird now, saying 300. Never thought I'd get up to 300. Or maybe a little bit, but it's just unreal now that I'm 300 official radio shows into the SMK now. So it's 302. 301 last week was my audience in the Observational Tower with World Eaters. Fantastic music and interview that you can see in the archives on CFRU.ca, Mixcloud, and the live streams on YouTube now. And for this 302 show, I will be featuring a new album. But before I get to that, that's the centerpiece of this session. This session is bookended by two lovely atmospheric pieces. So we began this new session with Moonwatcher. I've played their music at least once before, but to bring back who they are. Moonwatcher is the otherworldly moniker of Toronto-based musician, composer, and sound designer Jenna Gein. With Moonwatcher, she creates lush and complex acoustic electronic textures, often inspired by visual art and poetry. Her avant-garde approach to songwriting and composing is reflected in her debut single, Hyacinth, Death, and a Ghost, which is the track I featured a few months ago on the SMK. The track we just heard is called Echo in the Hollow of My Skull. It is from a new compilation album. It's called Impressions. It is the third release by Ambient Cassette Tape imprint, Age of Leisure. It features a collection of 8 new works by Toronto-based ambient, neoclassical, and leftist musicians. The compilation explores using music to capture the essence of impermanence and passing experiences. Contributors were asked to internalize the concept and allow it to influence their contributions to the record. And so that was Moonwatcher's contribution, Echo in the Hollow of My Skull. You can find Impressions on Age of Leisure's Bandcamp page and any other streaming services you can find it. Good news is Moonwatcher is an upcoming musical guest on An Audience in the Observational Tower, hopefully our next one, on Monday, May 27th. I'm very excited to have them come to the studio. To the station, I mean. Studio station. Interchangeable. Okay, now we are getting to the main core, the meat, the center, the centerpiece of today's session. My dear, wonderful friend, my bestie, Danny Sheehan, has released a new album under his ambient persona, Wallace. It's called Live at Wolf Island. You can find it right now on Wallace's Bandcamp page. The newest bio I found on Wallace's Bandcamp page is, and I quote, "A person's work is nothing but their slow trek to rediscovery. Through the detours of art, those two or three great and simple images in which presents their heart first opened." Thanks, AI. So this recording, I was given the pleasure, Danny shared it with me, on our way back from one of our gigs. I'm pretty sure it was we were driving on a highway and he presented it to me, and so we were driving along and I got to listen to all of this album, and it's incredible, simply incredible. It was recorded live at the opulent Hotel Wolf Island, located in Marysville, Ontario, in October of 2023. Danny has given me a special blurb write-up about this album. So, and I quote, This performance from ambient musician Wallace, or WLC, the moniker of Toronto-based musician Danny Shan, was captured live at the mysterious yet welcoming Hotel Wolf Island. Located in Marysville, Ontario, on the secluded Wolf Island, the hotel is a time capsule. It is history lost in time, hidden from the rest of the world. It is here where Wallace performed this set, a piano-driven odyssey through time and space itself. Electronics, samples, and improvised piano filled the hotel lounge with warmth and introspection. And that is being shared here on this release. So I think without further ado, I'm just going to let us walk into this odyssey of ours. My boy, Wallace Danny Shan, with the entire release. We'll have a little studio ID, show ID separator at the half of the hour, but we'll pretty much go straight into it, I think. I think that's the intended way of listening to it. So here I present to you Live at Wolf Island by Wallace, parts 1, 2, 3, and 4, here on the Sentinel's marvelous kaleidoscope.
speech.